Ever hear something and once you hear it, you go, oh, that's pretty obvious. But until you heard it and knew it, it wasn't as obvious, right? Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah.
Well, there are a bunch of them here. And I'm going to try to ask them in a way where if you know the answer or what it is or what the fact would be, you tap out. And then everybody else will do their best to figure out what it is. Okay. So that the rest of us can laugh at them.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to get some wins and some losses.
These are just random facts?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Who knows how the American bail system works?
Oh, like bail bonds, like that kind of stuff?
Yep, not bailing hay.
If
you do, raise your hand.
I mean, I think
Kelly knows.
I got bailed out of jail one time.
Your face says you know from experience. Maitland knows.
I think.
I think makes me want to call on you.
Do I raise my hand if I think I know?
Yes, if you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only.
Well, no, and
okay, Maitland, tell us how it works.
I only vaguely think maybe.
You go to jail and you need money to get out. And that is that. Well, right, but you have.
What happens to the money?
The government keeps it.
Forever?
Yeah, for the inconvenience of having to keep you in jail.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Steve.
I did not raise my hand.
That's why I'm calling on you, because you didn't raise your hand.
I said I think I have a general idea of how it works. I know that you'll
take us further than Maitland did.
Okay, so you're in jail.
Yep.
You need money to get out, your bail. So you call a bail bondsman who will put up the money to get you out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you have to pay the bail bondsman back at a crazy interest rate. So like if they loan you $10,000, if they pay your bail, which is, you know, say $10,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop you there.
Am I on the right track?
Sort of, except if you show up for your court date, the money goes back to you if you posted your own bail, or to the bail bondsman.
Oh, okay.
But you pay the bail bondsman, you do pay the bail bond person some extra money, so they make money from loaning it to you.
So
they
don't have to go
so
to
if your
a
bond
bondsman.
Is, you if your bond your was,
right.
Yeah. If your bond was 10 grand, you don't have 10 grand, maybe you pay them $500, they put up the 10 grand, and then if you flee, they lose their 10 grand.
So they basically, like, they temporarily own you. Like, they're responsible for you.
And yeah, absolutely.
They're going to murder you if you jump bail.
Okay.
Right. They don't necessarily lose that 10 grand. I think they can go to the police and you would then be charged again.
Yes.
Like, that's when bounty hunters might come to play, right?
All
right.
Yeah. So I was kind of on the right path.
Kind of. But you both were, but you get the money back if you show up for the court date.
I didn't know time when you get your money back, quote, like what happened with me, it just went towards the fines that I owed the court.
Oh, that makes sense. Because they're going to get
like
some money.
Prorating.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So bail is basically just collateral, like getting a loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Next one.
If you can't pay it, they keep you.
Yeah.
Who knows how water towers work or why we have them?
I think
Steve.
I do.
Steve's a yes.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Hopkins is a yes. Tommy's a yes. Kelly, tell us why we have water towers and what they do.
Water towers supply towns with water by cleaning the water.
There's a cleaner in the water tower.
Nope, it's a system that goes through the water tower. It supplies the town with
it's
water.
It's like a Brita?
I guess, yeah. Actually,
how does the water get in the tower?
That is a question that I believe Maitland could answer.
Maitland, how can the water get to the tower?
There's hoses that come up from the groundwater.
So it's just
suck it up, and then they water put the tower, fluoride and stuff in there, and they swirl it around.
Like
and,
soup?
And then it brittles its way back into your home.
Okay. So the water comes out of the ground from, like, they drill a well into the aquifer, and then it's like squirt. Into the top of the tower?
No, I think, no. It's a sophisticated system of hoses
and valves and pulleys and levers.
Hoses and tubes.
Yeah.
I think that's how Alaska Senator Ted Stevens described the internet. Yes. A series of tubes years ago when he was on the technology committee or whatever it was. Why do we have them? Why would they build that up high rather than on the ground? Kelly.
For safety reasons, for emergency purposes.
Like what? In case the airport catches on fire and the airplane and the fire truck have to tip it over, like planes too, fire and rescue?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but for safety reasons, because that's a lot of water and we need that water.
And keeping water high is safer than keeping it regular height.
That's what the clouds do. I don't see you yelling at clouds.
You should see me some days.
That's a solid point.
That's good stuff.
That's what the clouds
do. That's where the safe water is.
We're off to a hot start. Now, I didn't know this either, so I don't want to act like I don't mean any of these. I knew this at some point recently, but not my whole life.
Okay.
Not when I was your age or your age.
Don't just make us feel stupid. Let Steve and Hot Wings go.
Well,
let's
they
see
said
what
they know.
Say.
Maybe they don't. Steve.
Yeah, we might.
Well, it's up high because that's what gives water the pressure when you open a valve at your house or something, because it was stored so up high, it's whoosh.
Oh, and isn't like a valve just a type of tube?
Yeah. So
a valve is a tube.
A valve is not a type of tube.
Yeah. Then what is it?
That'd be like saying a door is a type of house.
It's opening to a house.
Yeah.
A door lets things in and out of a house, just like a valve keeps things from going in and out of a tube.
A tube.
Yeah. And it's
said
shaped
tube.
A tube.
I did say tube. Yeah. So that does not mean a door is a house. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a water tower is a gravity-based system, because water often is, so that's why it's up high. Think of the tank on the back of your toilet. Water is supplied into it, but then it maintains a certain amount of pressure, and it helps force down the rest of the water. Then if you have fire hydrants and open one, the pressure from the water tower helps maintain a constant pressure within the system.
So are there tubes?
I said pressure. Mm-hmm.
What? There are tubes where the water's going through?
Absolutely.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, there's definitely tubes.
Yeah, it sounds like a very sophisticated system of tubes.
Did you think it just caught rain?
like it's just a
they
big rain
the top
bucket.
Open? The only reason I knew the pressure thing is because we played that story last year where the town was growing, so they built a second water tower so they'd have more volume, but they didn't build the second one high enough so the pressure wouldn't fill it.
Yeah, it was like 10 right. feet too short. Somebody just texted, gravity, Kelly, gravity.
I was like, safety? I don't know.
Why is metal music called metal music? Like,
I
heavy
think
metal.
I think there are a couple of different theories to that. I don't think there's like a hard and fast rule from what I understand. But.
Well, give me one of them.
Okay, I know what I think. I think part of it is based on the Steppenwolf song, Born to Be Wild, and they said heavy metal thunder.
I've heard that.
And I believe that that took off as a way to describe hard music, because at the time, Steppenwolf was like the hardest thing in the world.
That's so funny to think.
Crazy.
Anybody else have a guess?
Because it just sounds really heavy and makes you think of metal.
What's harder than rocks?
Metal.
That's what they say it is.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's where the term came from within the Steppenwolf song.
What common term for now is a shortened version of the old English, how do ye? Maitland, how do ye? Hodwigs, how do ye? How do ye, Kelly?
Steve. Howdy.
Correct.
Not really that much shorter.
Not really.
Not really.
One syllable shorter.
I don't like it.
I don't hear you bitching about o'clock. You're not like, the clock wasn't that long.
Yeah, going from three to two syllables is not. Yeah.
You know what's even shorter? High.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this person, this one isn't a thing that's, well, no, this is obvious, and I don't think it's obvious once you know it. This person writes, I thought until I was 25, jugs of washer fluid outside the gas station were complimentary. Like where they stack them up.
You just thought you could take them?
Give a jug, take a jug. What do you
think? Yeah, I do that with bags of salt, too.
One day
it's outside in a stack.
I had gone in and paid for my gas and bought a soft drink, and when we were walking back out, I grabbed one as I walked by, and my friend said, why did you just steal that? It's the cheapest thing you bought. And he goes, I didn't steal it. They're out here for everyone.
Oh, my God, he's on so many gas station cameras stealing.
And you're stealing something that costs 99 cents, too. Uh-huh. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Yes.
I wonder if something like this could have happened to you.
All right.
I was in my late 20s as a regular cannabis user, struggling to clean my pot pipe when I realized that that's what pipe cleaners are for. Those fuzzy, bendable childhood crafts are called pipe cleaners because that's what they were for.
Mm-hmm. It just sucks when you try to clean it with weed, though, because weed's sticky, so those little fibers get everywhere. You should boil it.
That's the thing.
If it's glass, yeah, you should definitely
Steve,
boil it.
Did that one, was that breaking news to you just now that pipe cleaners were for cleaning pipes?
I thought pipe cleaners were just for art projects.
That's an example. I mean,
wait till you find out what popsicle sticks are for.
Railroad tracks? Holy crap! In your defense, probably haven't been doing a lot of pipe cleaning.
No, not at all.
Y'all don't use them for like your straws or anything, like reusable straws at your house?
No, hot water. Just right under it.
I got those little brushes that come with them sometimes.
Yeah, they look like pipe cleaners.
They sure do.
I only buy straws
like really long pipe cleaners.
I only buy straws that'll hurt turtles. So
did that feel weirdly hurtful?
Sorry, Malin, I didn't mean for it.
A bit aggressive. You said it with such a straight face.
It's
too.
Like a pipe cleaner with a little steel handle on it. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's
who
also
wants
reusable.
To touch the pipe cleaner part?
Yeah. Hot water gets anything clean.
Yeah, that's a good way to get black mold to grow in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yum.
I don't use the straws. Yeah. Sorry, kids.
Just your children.
Yeah, that's fine.
My 21-year-old cousin just recently realized he's mildly allergic to peanut butter. He thought everyone's throat closed up a little when they ate PB&J because everyone said you needed something to drink with it. Wow. I mean, when you hear that, it's like, okay, you don't know what everybody else is like, oh, it's so dry. You're like, yeah, I can barely swallow.
Can barely breathe. It's so good.
Like, I'm dying. Yeah. This peanut butter and jelly is so good. Yeah.
That happens to me when I eat avocado. Like, mildly, I can feel my throat closing up. Does that mean I'm allergic to it?
Probably.
I mean, maybe.
I have an avocado here. You want to give it a test?
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly what's going to happen, but it's not going to stop me.
Let's rub it all over your body and see what happens. Put some on your testicles, Steve. See if they swell up.
Oh, well, finally, huh?
Yeah.
Love to see those get bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you love to see my testicles?
I'd love to see your spirit grow.
Yeah. It's kind of perfect.
Everyone knows your spirit is in your testicles.
Yeah. If you split it right down the middle and get the pit out of there, it's like a little satchel, right? You put them right in there.
Did you always know that reindeer were real creatures?
I did.
Or did you think they only existed for Santa's sleigh? And there was a point where you went, there are real reindeer?
No, I think that's what I thought. I thought that they were fake.
I think there was a time, I don't know when it changed, but I feel like there was a time where I thought, well, there's regular deer, there's antelope, there's reindeer, just like there's elves.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Little people blew my mind, too.
A time when I didn't know that they weren't real animals? I'm sure there was, same. But I don't remember that. I would have been pretty little.
I do remember when my high school classmate, in my senior year of high school, raised her hand and said, do we have any idea what year dragons went extinct? Mm-hmm. And that was something we all really enjoyed, except for her.
Yeah.
She did not.
Was her name Kelly?
No.
But I get it. You know, I do. Because I think about dinosaurs and I'm like, are you kidding me? How far is a velociraptor or a pterodactyl from a dragon? All they got to do is breathe fire.
Yeah,
how do
aside
we know
from
they
the
didn't?
Fire breathing.
I mean, technically, we don't know that some of them didn't really breathe fire.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever dragons don't sound so stupid when you really think about
whenever
it.
Whenever they say definitively, like, this is what this dinosaur looked like, and its sound was this, and its diet was this. I'm
how
like,
you know?
You don't know.
Yeah.
No.
It's like Nate Bargatze said, you know, the first thing they teach you in science is just say a year. Nobody's going to, what are they going to do, double check you? Dinosaurs lived 150 million years ago. Did they?
Okay.
I don't know. Proof they didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds good to me.
What does MAD stand for in Mad Men? If you know, raise your hand.
Yeah, I definitely know.
Two, Kelly. MAD, Steve. Kelly and Steve, team up. MAD is short for something, like on Mad Men.
Mobs?
Oh, you think mobs became MAD?
No,
you
I think...
You think they took
M
the S off and changed
mobs.
The A?
Mobs. And A stands for
against.
And dads is what... Mobs and dads.
Moms and dads
men.
Suck?
Nope. Oh,
I think I know it.
Moms and
it's
dads
not Mads
suck.
Men,
and then,
it's Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
Right? M-A-D?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it, Steve?
Isn't it... Well, the A-D is ad. I thought it was like magazine ads.
Hmm. No.
Because it...
No.
It's
that's
Madison
what,
Avenue, which is where the ad agencies were primarily.
Because it's about... Like it's
advertising.
Yeah, okay, it is. Yeah. But a lot of the ad agencies were all on Madison Avenue.
But they originally they called them ad men, but they all worked on Madison. So
I thought that was a show about the mob.
Oh, definitely not anything to do with the mob.
Really? I was really over mob shows. That's why I never gave it a chance.
You should. It's very good.
I'm going to watch that. That's got John Hamm in it.
It does.
It's like 9 seasons.
I love him. So good. Man, you just really opened my mind up to something that I have totally made wrong and false assumptions about for many, many years.
Do you think anyone has ever gotten a new key fob? Like bought a new fob because they didn't know that it had a battery?
Probably.
That's a good deal for the car dealership that makes that deal, huh?
Yeah, those things are like $200.
Very expensive.
Some of them are really expensive, yeah.
Are bats really blind, Maitland?
Yeah. There's the phrase, blind as a bat.
Yeah, you ever watch them fly?
See where they're going or know where they're going based on like the echolocation when their voices bounce off a thing.
Bats are not blind. They see differently than humans. Do it again.
Sounds like a dolphin, but you know.
Their eyes work pretty darn well, especially in the dark, but they do use sonar. Definitely thought bats were blind. If you had said, do bats have eyes? I would have thought for a second and probably said yes, but not for sure. Just a flying potato flying around eating mosquitoes and ticks.
I wonder why that phrase did become popular, because they do have good eyesight, like blind as a bat. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't either. I don't get it. Let's see. I think there's one more.
Oh no, this is bad. Ooh, I googled where did blind as a bat come from, and it says this phrase originated from the fact that bats have rapid erratic flight patterns that look like a blind person bumbling about.
Oh.
Alan in Scotland, please confirm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
How would he know?
I want to know if he bumbles about.
Like he goes to a special school?
Yeah. Rather than taking a stroll, do you say, would you like to go bumble about?
Do you want to go bounce around against things?
Oh, here comes Alan the Bat.
That would make Batman wholly different. Christian Bale's just bouncing off the walls and smashing into buildings.
Looks like he's blind as a bat, he is.
That superhero just acts like a pinball. Why don't we call him Pinball?
He's flittering about.
No, they have a superhero with the pinball machine boy. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
There he is.